The seven attitudes of a discerning heart. Right priorities. Keeping God first in all things. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, Jesus teaches us where our hearts must rest.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day.
Our lives can easily become filled with anxieties about work, family, money, or the future. But Jesus reminds us that the way forward is not found in worry, but in ordering our hearts rightly. In the discerning heart, priorities are clear. God comes first. Everything takes place. Everything else takes its place under him. When we seek his kingdom first, our decisions, our time, our relationships all find their proper order. This does not mean life will be without struggles, but it does mean that we face them with peace, knowing our lives are in God's hands. Right priorities free us from being controlled by passing concerns and help us walk in the confidence of his prayers. St. Augustine, after years of searching, discovered that only God could satisfy the deep desires of his heart. He confessed,
"You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you."
His words remind us that no created thing, no matter how good, can take the place of God. To give him first place is not to lose, but to gain the peace of heart at rest. Let us ask how our own priorities can be aligned with Christ. In what part of my life do I give the first place to something other than God? How can I seek God first in prayer each day? How is the Lord inviting me to trust that if I put him first, he will provide for my needs? Lord Jesus, you taught us to seek first the kingdom of God. Grant us a heart that places you above all things. Through the prayers of St. Augustine, help us to find rest in you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. For more resources on the spiritual life, including additional podcasts, devotions, and reflections, visit us at discerninghearts.com.